Hey everybody, guess what? It's Friday. Woohoo! This is Living It Up while beginning again. I'm sitting here laughing it up with my husband Scott.
Yes.
And my name is Teresa.
And I am Scott.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, we have a nice topic.
Yeah, we hope you guys have enjoyed listening to us this week on our new equipment.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, we're still working with it, but yeah. It's a work in progress just like we are. But it's sure making things a lot more enjoyable.
Yes, it is. Well, you know what? We want to start off, not start off, but end the week with this really great topic. Seek whole food. Not more work or sex or substance abuse or any other obsession. Only God can satisfy our soul's hunger.
He's a man.
He is.
He's and the one.
We back this up in Scripture, Isaiah 55:1-5.
Mm-hmm. We do. It's good.
Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does not do you good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power among the peoples? I made him a leader among the nations. You also will command nations you do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious.
When we thought this was a great topic for the weekend coming up, because really, you guys, it is only God that can satisfy our soul's hunger and our thirst. In fact, he calls us to stop seeking fulfillment in things like Scott's already mentioned, like quick fixes, like more work, sex, substance abuse, and other obsessions. It could be like shopping.
Yeah.
It could be overeating. Whatever those shelters are that we turn to for those quick fixes to anesthetize us for just a little while. That's what he's saying. He's saying, don't do that anymore. I'm what you need. Those things are like junk food to us, honey.
Yeah.
You know, it's what they satisfy for a short term, but they don't have any long-lasting values.
That's right. People will, you know, they'll tell us, you know, repent and stop thinking about, you know, what you're doing.
And you're like, that's easy for you to say. I've got an addiction. I have a problem here.
Yeah, I mean, if it was only that simple to stop our obsessive thoughts, I mean, gosh, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But when we are starving emotionally, it is almost impossible to stop thinking about what has fed that hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we realize it's not doing us any good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't satisfy us.
Right.
People just don't seem to understand. You know, they may quote that verse, let the wicked change their ways and banish the way of the thoughts of the doing wrong. But when we think, how?
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts seem to be out of my control.
We always say, though, what is it? Our thoughts don't have us. We have them.
That's right.
In other words, you may say, I can't stop thinking about this. I can't stop thinking about that. You're right. You can't, because thoughts just do pop into our heads. But what we can do, we are not powerless over those thoughts. We can choose what ones we decide to think about.
Right.
And we can make a decision to think about something else. And I always say this, that was just huge for me. As simple and common sense as that sounds.
Yeah.
Because I tend to be an overthinker, and it's worse at times than others. I know what to do now. But when I heard that, when someone told me that, it was just such a breakthrough for me. Really, I can think about something else. I'm not powerless over my own thoughts. No. And so it all goes back to that. What do you choose to camp on?
That's right. You know, I mean, look at Paul. I mean, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament.
Standing in sewage.
Yeah.
That it was running throughout this city.
Yeah.
That's just disgusting.
I know.
And what did he say? I've learned how to be content.
Yeah.
No matter where I am, what I'm doing.
But he also said, like in today's topic, you know, about our thoughts and stuff. I mean, Paul even said, you know, why do I do what I don't want to do, and what I want to do, I don't do? He's totally sold out to Christ.
Yeah.
His heart was totally for Jesus.
Yes.
we know it's not easy, but you know, we fight our addiction and in our shortcomings really on two fronts.
Two fronts.
Dealing with the hunger deep inside of us.
What's really driving me? What's the underlying this? Why am I doing this?
And changing our thoughts of doing wrong.
That's right.
Neither battle is easily won.
Nope.
It's not, you know. Each requires our daily readiness and our willingness to allow God to satisfy our hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And to help us overcome our defects of character. Mm-hmm. Our readiness. Are you ready? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And your willingness to allow God to take control.
Mm-hmm. To roll up that white flag and say, I surrender all.
Yeah, I mean, as today, as you go about your business today, think about that. Readiness, willingness. Am I ready? And am I willing? You have to have both of them in order for it to work. Mm. You really do. Even though I'm, you know, sold out to Jesus, so are you, honey, and we really want to live our life to glorify Him. Gosh, sometimes I'm just not willing.
Maybe shopping a little bit too much, or just letting things go a little bit more than normal, or feeling a little less responsible and all that. And there's a time to grieve, but, you know, we can't let it overtake us. And we know the Lord, and we're full of the Holy Spirit, so we call on Him to see us through. And we always say in recovery, the word halt. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, it's going to be worse.
That's right.
So right now, I'm especially just trying to take good care of myself. And for me, it's getting a great night's sleep. That helps me so much. And that's part of that halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Tired for me is huge.
That's right. Years ago, before I came to know Jesus, many of these things we mentioned, well, all of these things that we mentioned at the beginning, I was totally consumed by obsessions. I had such a void in my life. And I had no idea what that void was, but by golly, I was trying to fill it with everything I could get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus devastated me and knocked me over, that's when I knew, my goodness, my void is full. My heart is overflowing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Overflowing so much I couldn't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell the world.
Mm-hmm. You are right now.
Yeah, I mean, just tell you, man, He loves you.
Yep.
He loves you so much.
Ask people to pray for you.
Yes.
I mean, you had people praying for you that you hadn't even asked.
Oh, man, I sure did.
But maybe somebody listening really wants what you just described. Ask people to pray for you.
Say, I want to know this Jesus that you're talking about, you know, but I don't know how to. So please pray for me, you know, that, gosh, I can find out how to get to know Him.
And ask Him to help you pray.
Sure.
You know, don't have a laziness about it.
Right.
Those heartfelt prayers that come from us, man, that touches the heart of God. It does get His attention.
It does. It totally gets His attention. But, you know, satisfying Him, satisfying your hunger, overcoming these obsessions. Remember, readiness and willingness.
He wants us to stop chasing after groceries that don't gratify.
That's right.
Because what happens, all these obsessions we're talking about, all they do is leave us in worse shape than we were before.
That's right.
And how do you do this? By pursuing God's presence with a longing heart.
Yes.
Through prayer, reading His word, obeying Him. You're like, do I really experience His presence through obedience? You better believe it. When you turn your life around and start doing things His way, He'll start moving in you like He's never moved before. So yeah, through obedience and private times with just Him. And that word meditation it's got such a negative connotation because it's used in some really weird ways. But just in His presence with Him, just meditating on His word, on who He is, on what He's done, on what He's going to do. I mean, that's how you do it. Back up where we said how. That's how you do it.
That's right.
Because you know what? Jesus is our soul food.
He is.
He is our soul's food. And he has the nourishment to satisfy that insatiable craving, which is for him.
That's right.
He's the only one. The only one.
That's right. And so, you know, when you're ready to give up control and you're willing to give him the control.
And you get tired of starving for him.
Yeah.
And not calling it what it is, which is him.
That's right.
Then there's nothing left except to shout.
When we're talking about hunger, there's a song that says,
yes.
My heart pants for you, O Lord.
Mm-hmm. As the like deer pants.
As the deer pants mm-hmm. for the water by the stream. Mm-hmm. I just want to be close to your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a song that
Carrie Jobe sings.
Yes.
It's our song of the week.
It is. And, you know, when you're just leaning up against him and you can hear his heartbeat. And you just know that you're in the arms of the loving Father. You know what? That's what it's all about. But are you ready? Are you willing? We pray you are today. The first step is to give your sincere heart to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Give it to him. I know you're ready. I know you're, like we said, you're tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired. So what's holding you back? Well, I won't have any more fun. Really? Well, you're talking to a dude that thought he was having all kinds of fun for many, many years. I've never had so much fun and so much gratification since I came to know Jesus Christ. He is everything. So if you're ready and you're willing to give your life to him in your heart, we ask you to pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please, Lord, come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of that cross and the pain that you bore, you say my sins are forgiven if I just ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I'm ready. And I'm willing to give you control and give my heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listen, we are so glad that you are listening with us today. And we'd love for you to email us if you prayed that prayer or if you have any kind of prayer request at info@livingitup.org. I mean, the Holy Spirit was really thick in here, extremely mm-hmm. thick. And we pray that you felt that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a great weekend.
Yes, and we hope you go to church this weekend. Yeah, you
pray
know?
For the Spirit to lead you to a church where Jesus is lifted up and the Bible is taught and the Holy Spirit is doing signs and wonders in that place.
That's right.
And pray and let the Spirit lead you.
Yes, we'll be praying for you.
Have a great weekend. And remember to seek whole food this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Until we talk to you Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.